Hey, Saturday Nation, Sam Crowley. Welcome to today's podcast. It's a Saturday story. Just wanted to set this up for you. This is my coaching client, actually, Brandon Hanley. Brandon and I have been working together for the better part of this year, 2017. Now, keep in mind, as you listen to this interview, Brandon had no brand, no website, no product, anything like that. The transformation in this fine young man is absolutely nothing short of amazing. And his brand, Fatherhood for the Rest of Us, come on now, that resonates with me. And of course, being a dad, and he has taken his passion and he has put himself out there and he's building this brand globally. And I'm proud of him. I'm really proud of him. And it's a great Saturday story. Whether you're a father, whether you're a mother, whether you don't even have kids, if you have a passion, you're going to love this interview with Brandon Hanley. Check it out. Here we go. Hey, everyone. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday Podcast. It's Saturday Stories time. And if it's Saturday Stories, that's mean I have an interview here. And my good buddy, Brandon Hanley, is on the show. I've been waiting for this interview for a little while. Brandon, what is up?
Not a whole lot, Sam. Well, actually, a whole lot is up. And a lot of that is some thanks to you, man. Thanks to finding Saturday in my life, Everyday Saturday.
Dude, this is going to be a great interview because Brandon's a father, just like myself and a lot of people that listen to the show. And he's also got an incredible passion and to be a father. And this is really awesome because he's got a regular J-O-B that he's really good at and puts back the dinero with it. So you're the unique guy that actually has money. You can work a job, build your passion on the side. I want to get in all of that because the psychology out there, Brandon, there's a lot of men like you that are dads. They're working a job. They want to spend more time with their kids. They're struggling. And Brandon's got a brand called Fatherhood for the Rest of Us. And that is so cool. And we want to dive into that. So Brandon, I want to dive into this Fatherhood for the Rest of Us. What is it? What does it mean? Is it a book? Is it a website? Is it a podcast? Is it a banner on the interstate? What is it, man? What's Fatherhood for the Rest of Us?
All the above, except for the banner on the interstate, Sam. Fatherhood for the Rest of Us is, it's kind of like, if you haven't found a spot as a father yet, if you're still just kind of out there seeking the best way to be a father and nothing else has spoken to you or spoken to you, I offer my perspective on fatherhood, right? And if that resonates with you, then, you know, we have a conversation. I've also got a group on Facebook where it's a private group where a bunch of fathers who are still just kind of either becoming fathers, are fathers, or have older children, we all kind of get together in there and we help each other out. So Fatherhood for the Rest of Us really is just about fathers helping each other out.
You're a corporate guy.
Yes, so sir.
You've got a job. How many kids do you have?
I've got two young boys.
Married with two boys. Five and seven.
Okay. Five and seven.
So I painted the picture. I wanted to paint busy lifestyle. You got a
busy,
lot.
Busy, sir. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So why launch a brand online when you got all this other stuff going on? Like, what drives you to do that?
Well, Sam, I think as you well know, I'm living somebody else's dream every day I show up to work. And that's great. It does, as you said, it puts the food on the table, the roof over our head, the cars that we drive and all the things that we've got. My job provides for that. But in the end of that, I'm still living somebody else's dream. And you know what? We sit there and we tell our children to go for their dreams and we're living somebody else's dream. What is that teaching them? And so from a fatherhood perspective, if I'm not setting the example of going out to live my own dream, how can I tell my children to do that?
Because you're not a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Isn't that true though? We tell our kids, and look, there's a lot of guys out there in pain. So we don't certainly want to take a shot at somebody because that's what somebody like you is here for, to help understand that they can actually step into that fatherhood. But most men, there's a lot of ego there. There's a lot of trappings. A lot of men are breadwinners, not all, but a lot of men are given that, you know, I'm the breadwinner. I got to go make the money. Even amazingly enough, even in 2017, we still have those labels and that pressure on guys. So you have a podcast, for example, Fatherhood for the Rest of Us as well. What's the podcast? What's that been like? I know you launched it this year. Is it interview style? Is it you speaking? What's the goal of the podcast?
The initial goal of the podcast is I do interview style where it's similar to how you and I are having a conversation, is where I reach out to other fathers and see how they're going through fatherhood, how their approach to fatherhood is, and to see if I can't glean something from it for myself, and to allow that father, like such as you were on there, I really want to give that father a platform to just talk about how much they enjoy fatherhood themselves, right? How awesome is it to be a dad, and how's it shown up in their lives, so that they can share that maybe with their family, and then we share the, and then I'm, you know, I guess blessed to be able to share that with other fathers out there, so that they can find out whether or not fatherhood's right for them, or maybe they can make some adjustments in fatherhood for themselves, or just to know that those conversations are possible, because there's not a whole bunch of guys talking to guys on a level past, hey, how about them Reds?
No, not really deep. That's, yeah, I got it. How about the Reds? I appreciate the shout out to our local Cincinnati team, by the way. Hey, what was your childhood like? Was your dad around? Did kind of the Brady Bunch? You guys got in the family wagon, the Roadster. You went to cookouts and games and stuff. What was your childhood like?
No, man. It was not like that at all. Basically, I didn't have a dad growing up. He was an abusive man, and my mom did the right thing and was able to break out of that. And so I grew up without a father because of that. And there was never really another dad in my life. And we moved around a lot. And so it was just kind of like helter skelter, I guess, for lack of better terminology. There were some points where I grew up without without a home, you know, sleeping in a car with my mom. But I didn't think about that growing up, Sam. Those weren't the things that I kind of noticed.
Whoa, hold on a second, dude. You were sleeping in a car with your mom. Yeah. How old were you?
God, I think I was like 14. I was in school, man, you know. So we were, you know. Wow. And I was happy, though. That's the thing, Sam. It wasn't like I looked at that like I didn't look at that as a bad thing. Like, I'd still go to school and enjoy my childhood and enjoy meeting the people and being around people.
So you woke up in a car and then went to school. I think of my daughters right now, and like, they wake up and they don't have a hot shower in the bathroom and they're like freaking out. I can't imagine waking up in a car and then going to school. Did other kids at school know that you had this, like, home or no home? I mean,
it wasn't like a topic of conversation, I guess. You know, it really wasn't a topic of conversation. Like, I mean, we'd stay at somebody's house, but like, we'd be in the car, right? And but what I think that allowed for me, having that experience growing up, allows me to be grateful for everything that I've got now. Anything small for me is awesome. My wife makes fun of me and says I could live under a rock and still be happy. And to me, that's high praise, right? It's really all perspective.
Yeah, because you do pretty good. You're kind of your own boss. You're a hired gun, a contractor in the tech world, and you make a couple bucks. I mean, you're not hurting for money. But I've noticed, and I've known you now for close to a year, money really doesn't motivate you. You're motivated by something bigger. What is that? Like, there's something else that gets you up in the morning.
Sam, it may sound cliche, but I wake up for life. I wake up for living. I wake up to give my kids hugs in the morning. I know it all sounds cliche, but I really wake up for those moments. I wake up for living, brother. And that's it. I wish there was more. Is there supposed to be more? I guess.
But is there really more, though? I mean, really? Is there more? What's more than that? What would be more?
There's really not to me. And that's also not something that I shined a light on until this year, and going through setting up this podcast, going through looking, by choosing fatherhood as my niche, as it were, as choosing as my platform, it's given me the opportunity to put my own life under a magnifying glass and look for all the awesome things that are happening. I'm not trying to be a highlight reel. I just happen to have a lot of highlights.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, first of all, what's your website? Make sure I get that out.
If you're looking for, I've got a program called Fatherhood by Design, where I explore, five essential elements of fatherhood. And if you're interested in that, you can go over to fatherhoodbydesign.xyz.
Fatherhoodbydesign.xyz. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're looking to, plug into the podcast, it's fatherhoodfortherestofus .com. Should be fatherhoodfortherestofus.com. It's been a while since I shouted it out.
iTunes, just check out Fatherhood for the Rest of Us on iTunes.
You can find Fatherhood for the Rest of Us on just about any platform that you're looking for podcasts.
So you're now taking a concept of being a father. And by the way, man, that's a powerful why. You know, I love to dive into the why, because we can all learn how. You get on YouTube, but you can't get on YouTube to learn to be a dad. You know, you got that comes really from inside and your experience. I'm really, you know, a lot of us, and I think you and I, you know, we're not only friends, we have a lot in common. Like, I grew up without a dad. He left my mom with 8 kids when I was 3 months old. I didn't have that. I mean, we had a home though, you know, and I think there's a common bond that you're so authentic and you want to help people. You got that servant's heart, that the system that you're creating, and that you're going to help people, you're going to monetize this brand. And I love it, because I would love to see people earning income as an entrepreneur, doing what they love. And here's the kick, man, adding value. So when you think about, you're going to be doing webinars upcoming. So when you go to Brandon's website, give me the plug one more time, the xyz.xyz site.
Fatherhood by Design.
Okay, fatherhoodbydesign.xyz. You're going to want to go there, mainly because if you're a father, and this so far podcast has interest you and Brandon's background, he's going to be doing some webinars and some free training out there to help you understand the methods and the systems that go into making us good fathers. And it really is a system, man. Give me one idea. Give me one takeaway from something that you would share on a webinar or on your podcast that maybe is a common challenge dads have. Okay. And a simple solution that you would offer, get anything, even from interviews that you've had with other dads out there, dadpreneurs and people like that. What's a common challenge us dads have, and what's a simple solution to help us with that?
I mean, one of the biggest common challenges we have is taking time for ourselves, right? Because we feel like we've got to give to our job. We've got to give to our wives. We've got to give to our children. And then whatever's left over, we feel like we got to sneak away into a corner and grab. We're like, I just need 5 minutes. You know what? You deserve that. You absolutely deserve it. If you don't take it, you're going to be like a stress monster. So figure out somehow to take an hour every day and give it to yourself, and do it. Do exercise. Figure out some type of mindfulness practice. I can guarantee you, like, if you don't have a mindfulness practice, guys, that's one big spot.
What practice? Mindfulness?
Mindfulness. Like, I mean, some type of mindfulness practice that has been huge for me.
Example. Give me an example.
I mean, Headspace. If you're not familiar with Headspace, it's a guided meditation app. And I did it for the first 10 days and I was like, okay, that was cool. And then I didn't use it for about, I don't know, 15, 20 days. And I was like, something's missing. And I'm all anxious and I don't know why. And I was able to literally go back and say, you know what? It was that meditation practice. It was just like that 10 minutes that I took. And it doesn't have to be 10 minutes, 3 minutes. You got, and don't bonk yourself over to time constraints either. You know, those are all just things that if you're not doing some of that, taking some of that time for yourself,
I don't have time, Brandon. I work, man. I got kids. I got stuff going on. I got commitments here. I don't have time, dude. You might have time.
Look. Set the alarm. Set the alarm. Give yourself. You owe it to yourself. Turn the TV off for a half hour. Something. You can find it. I think that you politely put it once upon a time that you know if you say something like I don't have time, then it's not a priority. And guess what? You're an absolute priority.
Yeah. Who is a better priority? And then you move into children, you have children. And it's funny, we have kids. I have 4 kids. You have 2 kids. And then we have kids. We love our kids, but then there goes all our time. I mean, because we want to dedicate and we almost feel guilty. I'm sure you do as well when you're not spending time with your kids, but you can't let that happen. You can't feel guilty when you're not with your kids 24/7.
Right. No, it's the whole, put the air mask on. You know, the reason you put it on yourself first is so that you can help others after you've gotten it on.
Yeah. So that's cool, man. I love the brand. Check out again, Brandon's podcast on iTunes, Fatherhood for the Rest of Us. You've been on this journey now, the better part, coming up on a year of launching your brand, launching your site, launching your podcast. What do you think one or two things, the biggest eye-opening thing? It could be, you know, starting a podcast, starting a website, interviewing someone, tripping over here, this landmine, that landmine. what's been, or an aha, like, wow, I heard somebody on a podcast interview I did say this. What's been one or two just like eye-opening things, like, holy crap, I never saw this coming a year ago?
Man, Sam, I mean, so much. Here's the biggest takeaway, guys. In 6 months, you can change your life. All right, you can become somebody who you had no idea about. In 6 months, it's the small things that you'll hear Sam talk about day in and day out. It's the small things that you do day after day that add up. And you turn back and you look around, you're like, I can't believe that all happened. I can't believe that it all happened. The podcast, getting that all up and running. The people that are speaking to me. I've interviewed Navy SEALs. I've interviewed UFC fighters. I've interviewed best-selling authors. I didn't think any of that would be possible. So having this platform has been like an aha moment.
What about your Facebook group? I know you launched that as well.
Yeah, that
like a Facebook group, because sometimes that's like herding cats, man. You know, you spend time in there and then you're wondering, is anybody paying attention? Or
yeah, well, here's how I run my Facebook group, and it's a little bit different, I feel, than others may. I run mine to the likening of, listen, sure, I want everybody engaged. Right, I would love it if everybody was just sitting there engaged. But I also realize that we as fathers have our irons in so many different fires, that if it is of any service whatsoever, I liken it to a torch or a fire and a torch, Sam. Let's say you run into Facebook group Fatherhood for the Rest of Us, your torch is out of fire and you just need to light it again, man. Just run into there, relight the torch and run back out, right? And come back in whenever your fire's extinguished, because there's guys in there helping each other out. I'm in there every day, just talking about kind of what it is I'm given, going through as a father. It's good. It's easy if you run it knowing that you're there to help, and it's difficult if you're trying to. For me, it's difficult going in there thinking I'm trying to make money. But if I go in there and I say, "Hey, look, I'm just literally here to help people out." And help them get through their day, help them through fatherhood, then this is where I should be. That's a place where you can go for some help in fatherhood or to help others celebrate fatherhood. It's not always like somebody coming in there whining and crying, which isn't a bad thing. I don't mean to say it like, you know, don't come in there if you've got problems. Come in there if you've got problems, but also come in there if you've got solutions. I'm not the only one. Just like you're not the only guy on iTunes that has solutions to other people's problems.
What?
I know it's crazy. Crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. So I actually like to, if somebody else runs, one of the things that I'll recommend, I don't know how you run your group, but, I've learned this from another, person who runs a lot of, Facebook groups. So you have the ability to set some questions up for people when they enter your group, right? I'll give you guys this one for free since I paid for it. When you set that up, you have the opportunity to say, all right, it may be a place where you can capture emails. Say, hey, what's your email address if you'd like to hear more from me? I do weekly fatherhood tips. It's more on monthly now, but that's okay. So it's an opportunity to gather some emails and further engage with your people, your tribe. And then the thing I do is say, hey, what is one thing that you're struggling with fatherhood? Is what is one thing that you want to celebrate? And so when they enter the group, I already have a question to let the group jump on. It doesn't always have to come from me. And if the person's not willing to say, hey, I've got a question, I gathered the question before they joined the group. And so I just throw it in there. So, and it's like wolves to a bone, dude. It's awesome. The group really wants to help. It's a group where we just all really want, I don't want you to suck at fatherhood, Sam. I don't want anybody to have a bad fatherhood. And so we all want to do is see succeed as a father. And that's what the group's about.
That's good, because the way to run Facebook groups, any social media, it all revolves around authenticity. And you'll be able to crack into that because of kind of, I think people are gathering now as we're wrapping up the podcast that Brandon sounds like a pretty cool dude. I mean, if you're authentic and you open up a Facebook group, people are going to be naturally attracted to that. They're going to find you. What's even more, which is even great, I'm trying to think of the right term. If you were to Google Brandon Hanley a year ago, go ahead and Google Brandon right now, Brandon Hanley, and you're everywhere. I mean, the fatherhood brand, this is what I teach entrepreneurs all the time, is Google yourself right now and then go into it, man. Get your dream going, get your business going, post great content, which yours is a lot of social media, podcasting content, Facebook group content, and then Google yourself 6-9 months from now and just look at what you've created. Just look at it. It's a complete, and I think, you know, Google is a good and a bad thing. You don't want to Google stay there all day, every day. And there's a lot of nasty stuff on there as well. But when you start your dream, make a screen grab of Google right now and then Google yourself 9 months from now. Brandon, you're all over the place and it all has to do with one word. That's fatherhood. So
yes, sir.
Congrats, man. I mean, I'm proud of the movement that you've created. You're steamrolling this thing and you're really setting the example. The domain again, make sure you share. Where can people, when you have a future webinar, any type of free training and tips, where can they go to get their name and email in there so they can be notified?
Just go ahead over to fatherhoodbydesign.xyz for right now.
Fatherhoodbydesign.xyz. Brandon Hanley, I know he's way too humble to say that he's the subject matter expert in fatherhood, but you know what you've done? You've thrown the gauntlet down. You say, hey, I don't know who else is doing this stuff, which is a great entrepreneurial tip. I don't know who else is in this space. I don't really care. I know one thing. I'm going to get my music out right now so it doesn't die inside of me. And if I've been able to help, and I know you have, Absolutely. If I've been able to help one person understand that they've got more time for themselves and for their kids, I mean, can you think of a better place to invest than in your children? There's no better place to invest than in your children. Yet a lot of us get caught up in a lot of different things. So kudos to you, man, for launching this brand in 2017. And I'm excited moving into next year to watch you and follow you and see who else follows you, because you took an idea and you got it out there, dude. Congrats.
Absolutely, Sam. And hey, man, really, a lot of thanks to you. Without Sam, I wouldn't have done the triathlon, the triathlete. I wouldn't have grabbed hold of my dream, and I wouldn't have, I wouldn't have taken these steps forward. So thanks, Sam. And thanks for everything.
My pleasure. I love working with you, and I'm excited. Like I genuinely am to see what you're going to do with this. So those of you that are out there, even if you're not a father, you may not have children at all, but look at what Brandon's doing with his passion. It's all he did. He took his passion about being a dad and listened to the upbringing. Dad left, abusive, lived in a car with his mom. I mean, think of all of that, and then think of the excuses that we use every single day. And look at the motivation that he has, the big WHY, the Brandon. When I want everybody that leaves this podcast right now, think about Brandon Hanley's why. Think about Brandon sleeping in a car with his mother. And then you tell me if you've got a story inside of you that you can share. All right. Brandon, always a pleasure, buddy. I'll be in touch.
Absolutely, Sam.
Oh, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.